You're going to be so good.
You're a good man.
And a chair.
Good man.
Oh, I didn't bring it for you. I brought it for me to listen to
you. To listen to you? Okay. That sounds good.
Clear that up.
Okay, shoot, guys.
How do you get more pressure, Bob?
Well, I mean, obviously, we're looking at that, and there's some things that we could do schematically to help. The guys have been working hard, and, you know, Branch is, you know, in his, I believe, third week back, so progressively getting better. And, you know, so there's just different things that we have to look at, and we're doing that, and we're looking forward to it this weekend.
Is it getting out of your comfort level a little bit to start blitzing more because it's not what you guys typically do?
No, I think that last week on the blitz, there was a lot of them on first and second down. We were able, you know, to hit some max protections and stuff where it's tough without a blitz. And, you know, so I think that our guys really enjoy it. And, you know, it's been pretty good for us.
How have you stressed creating turnovers, and especially with the ball in the air with the team this week?
Well, you know, the takeovers that come in bunches that I've been around in the past come from guys when they're working, when they have an opportunity in practice, they catch the ones that are thrown to them, and they practice stripping the ball. And, you know, our guys continue to do a good job with it, and, you know, we still believe that they come in bunches, and, you know, we're hoping that they'll show up here. You know, our guys are working hard at trying to get that taken care of.
How different is Taylor's out? How different is E.J. Manuel to prepare for?
Well, Taylor is, he's a skilled runner now, and he did a nice job throwing the ball also, especially the deep ball. And E.J., you know, had a couple runs last week, but not, you know, quite like Taylor did. So, and he was a good, you know, within the pocket. He could scramble, move around, and then get out, and he can make a big play out of nothing. You know, so they, and I don't know if they run as much zone read or whatever, you know, the option game with EJ. They didn't last week, but, you know, we'll see how that goes.
Odrick had fewer snaps last week, I guess because Marshall's back.
Yeah.
So how does he do with fewer snaps? Is it better for him? Or
Yeah, I think anytime we talked about this last week, Vito, the D-line is a little bit different. Every team that I've been around, you know, the D-line, they usually have a pretty good rotation, you know, within it. And the least amount of snaps, those guys, because they're banging around an awful lot, you know, against bigger bodies. So, you know, the more you can rotate them, obviously, the fresher you are and the, you know, the better you could be.
So do you think Odrick looked a little better playing less or about the same?
Yeah, I thought he was, you know, about the same. He was doing a very good job. And, you know, I didn't notice right offhand, you know, anything that was substantially different.
Because, you know, a guy like him likes to play all the time. You know?
Yeah, everybody, you know, most of those guys, you know, they do. But, you know, traditionally that's how it goes.
Josh
played really well. He did a good job of, you know, tackling and getting guys down. There was one play that I remember, you know, that, you know, he the play that broke, I think it was a 17-yard run. He had a blocker on him, came off the block, made an open field tackle down the field, and he made some tackles at the line of scrimmage. So we were very pleased with Josh's play.
And Grotz has really kind of stepped up, and now he's going to be challenged again this week to step in. Where is he at?
Yeah, Dwayne has done a good job all training camp and, you know, when he's been with us and this year. I can't remember that far back when he had his, you know, he had an injury. But, you know, he's progressively gotten better. And I think it's the third year in the system. I think that he's really matured and he plays like that. You know, so that's been fun to see. Fun to see.
McCoy with the Eagles, McCoy with the Bills. Any different there?
He's very good. He's a very good player. He is shady now. He, you know, he creates a problem now in space. He, you know, creates a problem. And, you know, so we played him last year. So we have a film. We've been studying him. We've been showing the players and, you know, it's hard to mimic. There's one Shady McCoy and, you know, he does a great job. So it's going to be a tough challenge for us, but, you know, we're looking forward to it. It's something that, you know, you have to emphasize whenever you play them and he's playing. You got to emphasize the tackling of number 25.
Could you tell he was hurt? Because they said he wasn't 100% last week.
I couldn't tell. He had some nice runs last week, you know. So I think when he got into the open field, you know, he may not have had the burst that he had last year, but he made guys miss, and he did a great job last week, you know. So
What are your hopes with House? That he responds and
and he's practiced hard this week, and you know he's a good guy, and you know he's doing a good job, so we're looking forward to him. You know, he's taking it, he has a good attitude with it, as far as I can see.
With him, is it more mental than physical? You know, his struggles last week.
Well, I think it's as much as you know things that were going on with Devon, as Dwayne is doing a good job also. The combination, we're just always working, you know, to see what we could do and to get better. And, you know, so it just ended up this way.
Right. Either here, Colvin shadowing somebody, or either he's going to play half the field.
I can't veto. You want me to give our game plan away, man? So, anything else?
How much of a difference does them not having Watkins make?
It makes a big difference. I mean, he's a very good wide receiver. I mean, you know, so anytime you lose one of your better players, I mean, that's obviously, you know, something that you hope would, you know, wouldn't happen. But, you know, also not having Harvin, you know, so there's some things that, you know, I'm sure that they wish they could have. But, you know, he was a good player. Extremely good player.
You have to go back in, like, preseason tape to find, I mean, they're down three receivers now with Percy out, Watkins out, and the kid they just put on IR. You have to go back to preseason to find tape on these guys?
No, these guys have been playing because Watkins has been hurt, you know, and, you know, so 15 does an excellent job for him, you know, and Woods, number 10, and, you know, I believe it's Morgan, 15, but he does an excellent job, so.